Welcome to day 11 of 36 channels in 36 days. I am going to start this morning session with a very long exhalation. So if you would just breathe in with me, and I'll tell you why in a minute, but just breathe in and exhale. Oftentimes we say that things can change in a moment, so when they do, it can push you into a bit of a tailspin. I had a miracle happen on Friday, and I'm not really ready to talk about exactly what happened, and it's a good miracle. I mean, it's not a, you know, again, so often we talk about things can change in a moment. It's in the negative, you know, or what we perceive to be negative. But this miracle is really a miracle of my life. I mean, I just never thought that I would ever be in this position again. And it's very positive, very, very, very positive. And I received a phone call late afternoon on Friday. And by Sunday, my entire living situation really has the potential to change quite dramatically. And with this change comes a change in lifestyle, really, in the way that I'll order my days and a number of other different things. So it was interesting because there's such a sense of urgency to get things accomplished in a very, very, very compressed and short time frame that I could feel myself not breathing, literally. So, as I began to order my day and keep my personal priorities straight, because sometimes when you have, or I'm going to speak in the eye, it's very important when you're in this situation to speak in the eye. Sometimes when I am faced with this type of situation, what happens is my personal priorities get shifted. And there's some really important things happening right now. And the external force, I wouldn't say that they don't care. I think that they probably would care. But the external force has a goal and an objective to have accomplished by a certain time today, which is now Monday. So, in kind of ordering my day yesterday, there was a death in the community, and there's some things that I want to prepare for the family, and that still was the priority yesterday. So, and it was so interesting because the one item I was looking for, I just couldn't find. I literally went to 5 stores and found it in the 5th store right around the corner from my house, which was also kind of gave me a chuckle. But there were some other items in that store, again, that I kind of picked up very serendipitously that's going to support me over the next week. So there was a purpose why I ended up in that particular store at that particular time. So I put into spirit last night, help me put things in right order. There's some other wording that came a little earlier this morning, so it might come out through the channel, but help me put things in right order. That was one of the first things I asked for, because so much of my life has been driven by sort of this calm walk that has had undertones of stress in it. We talked about the financials a little bit. And so walking this spiritual walk and evolving has been a financial challenge at times, and it has been an emotional challenge at times, and it has been a spiritual challenge at times, and it's been a physical challenge at times. So here we sit. My miracle has appeared. And I think the other question is that comes back sometimes is, do I give the miracle back? Like, is this really a miracle for this time and place? Is this really good thing, as good as it looks? am I going to be comfortable with this big of a shift? So it's really interesting that we're in this 36 channels in 36 days, and things are coming up. Just like we said a couple of days ago, things are going to change, and things are coming up. I'm doing the work as I'm channeling the work as well, so things are coming up. So do we give this really good, really big fish, this really big, juicy fish, do we throw it back into the stream, or do we eat it, I guess? That's kind of a horrible analogy, but anyway, and how do you do it your way? And then, is your way God's way? And then we get into the circular, I call it the spiritual gobbledygook. You know, I am God, so of course it's my way. You know, so I think what I'm going to do is really turn all of this over to Spirit and see where we're going. I've made a personal request this morning, so we'll see what comes through. But this idea of, there's a couple. When the miracle comes, should you accept it? Can you accept it? Are you worthy of accepting it? What other questions could come up? Is this really the best thing at this time? It may be something that you've thought you wanted, but is it something that's really the best for you at this time? And then when you have so many things to accomplish with an external force pressing you in ways that you might even find to be unnatural at this point, how do you bring things into right order? How do you get calm and peaceful? The third thing that actually must be mentioned here is we've been talking and changing things through the breath, and I haven't talked about how to take a really deep, full breath. So I also put that into Spirit this morning. We'll see what comes out. And that is very important, because when we go into fight or flight, which is stress, or the tiger is coming, or there's a deadline pressing, something like that, our breathing becomes constricted. And part of that physical feeling is, you know, your shoulders may go up to your ears, very tight around the neck area, can't take a deep breath in. Just, there was a point last night and even this morning as I got up to do my preparation that I just couldn't take a deep breath in, because part of this is a survival mechanism for me, and so I just couldn't take a really deep, long inhalation this morning. And so I had to release myself from taking 108 breaths, which is what I do in the morning. I had to slow down and not give myself one more thing to do. Just the thing to do was just breathe, as opposed to maybe putting it into, I'm going to do 108 breaths because that's what I do every morning. Probably took 108 breaths and possibly even more, but I took myself off of the sort of the things to do list check mark. Oh, I did 108 breaths. What it became was much simpler. It became almost going into a sacred seed state. It's like, how can I get this simpler, and how can I honor this, the place that I'm in right now? And so I said, just breathe. Don't worry about how many breaths. Just take a good long inhalation and exhale, and oh, wow, I got to inhale again, so I'm still here. This didn't kill me, so I'm still here. So okay, let's try taking another deep long breath. And there's really three parts to your lungs. There's the lower lung, the middle lung, and the upper lung. And when you are, often I always say, as you are, you breathe. And so when you're in stress, you tend to keep the breath in that upper lung. You don't get a full deep inhalation. So just some things to think about and to be aware of. And I am saying right order as opposed to divine order, because the miracle showing up was in divine order. So now I am ordering or putting into place that which needs to be accomplished. And I want to have in my heart the right orderedness of this. So yesterday, when I was putting together or buying the components for the gift for the family of our elder, that was right order for me. That was taking care of somebody who has taken care of me, you know, and that was the priority. And in that moment, nothing else was more important. So I made a choice, and there may be some consequences to that choice, but as there always are, good or bad, consequence. You know, we use these words, and that's the other thing. We use these words that are, I think, manipulate is the one that comes up through the channel. So, but we use these words at times that have, there are two sides to the same coin. You know, so there are some consequences, good or bad, that sometimes comes out of our choices. But it was important to me in my heart to do what I did yesterday. And so today is going to be a little bit of an interesting day. I got things done as much as I could, but ran into one little snag. So let's go into channel and see what's happening here. But miracles do happen, and when they do, what do we do with them? It is very interesting, and good morning, that Mercedes is being so disciplined about keeping the time. Because we have been with her for many hours this morning, and she is not necessarily, well, she is tapped in and has received some answers to this query and quandary. It is quintessential that we get into our quietude. And so she has sat partially in and partially out and taking care of herself, which we are very pleased. Very pleased. And that is the portion that she has not mentioned, that she has taken care of herself. She made sure that she ate well yesterday. And ononieshke, and she did sit for moments and enjoyed the sunlight. It was a beautiful day. Ieshke na naniyoko. And she got some rest before she took she took a very late evening nap for just to close her eyes and to quiet her mind. Ieshke na naniyoko. And there is sort of a joke amongst her friends that she doesn't take a regular nap. When she comes back, with right order. So she did take some a moment to get quiet and allow thinking or thoughts to come through that allowed her to take measured action, iokona ni that was purposeful and good for herself. So we would encourage you to understand these things and to make note of these things that Anoni Ieshkena, when things are really pressing and that there may be multiple things, ananiyoko, or important items, Ieshkena ananiyoko, that you take a moment to allow yourself to come into right order, Ieshkena Ieshkena. And right order is the right order for you, the right order for what you feel is purposeful, and the right order that is going to nurture your state of God. Ieshkena Ieshkena ananiyoko. So the question that is bubbling up is, what is the difference between divine order and right order? There is a natural ebb and flow of things, and there are things that are come within its season and its time. This is a natural law, for everything there is a season, spring, summer, fall, winter, Ieshkena ananiyoko. So, ananiyeke, the words may be interchanged, ananiyoko, if you want to make it more spiritual, Ieshkena, you may use the word divine, Ieshkena ananiyoko. The way that it was being used yesterday was, what is right order? In other words, Ieshkena Ieshkena, what is the right sequence of unfolding? What is the right sequence of events? Ieshkena. What is the right sequence of language? Ieshkena Ieshkena. Ieshkena Ieshkena, and then doing it with a divine mindset. Ieshkena Ieshkena. Ieshkena Ieshkena, we have often joked, Ieshkena Mercedes has often joked about, if I am God, then divine order is my order. Ieshkena Ieshkena. So just a little humor, Ieshkena Ieshkena, and she always smiles. But there is a sense of right order, Ieshkena, and rightness for everyone, and to moving into a space that is right for everyone involved as well. Ieshkena ananiyoko. Anoni Ieshkena ananiyoko Ieshkena. The other situation here that might be worth speaking of, Ieshkena 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 Ieshkena, is everyone's perspective. So each individual who enters a circumstance has a perspective, Ieshkena. Designs, goals, Ieshkena, objectives, outcomes, Ieshkena. They may vary from person to person, Ieshkena Ieshkena ananiyoko. So yesterday it could have been ananiyoko. It could have happened that Mercedes' mindset, Anoni Ieshkena, became stressed, or Ieshkena Ieshkena, negative, maybe. Anoni Ieshkena Ieshkena, for perhaps lack of consideration, or perceived lack of consideration, Anoni Ieshkena ananiyoko Ieshkena. However, the other individual involved had expressed Ieshkena ananiyoko and attempted to anana Ieshkena state how clearly this was an unusual circumstance, Ieshkena ananiyoko. So Ieshkena ananiyoko is also right orderedness, is also the right orderedness or the right heartedness of everyone involved. Ieshkena Ieshkena, and you can breathe that into the void, into the consciousness, Anoni Ieshkena ananiyoko, as an outcome that you wish to have occur. So Anoni Ieshkena ananiyoko Ieshkena, most of the time, all of the time, actually, if you have an awareness of your breath and what has changed, even though you may not have an answer to why you may be stressed. You will be able to understand that you are under some duress, and Yoshkona, make a choice to switch your breathing patterns and your breathing habit. Yoshkona, Iekena, and possibly your mindset habit. And we're using that word because Naniyoko, certain triggers or certain things that come forward for you are triggered, and you have a habit of falling into a state of mind. Ononoyeke, and fall out of your state of God. The state of ego takes over. Ononoyeshkena, Ananiyoko Naniyena. What also seems to be coming is that the state of rightness, Ononoyeke, or the right orderedness for you, may not be the right orderedness for everyone involved. So it becomes divine order, Iokona Naniyeke, when you put into the emotional sequences your heart set of being and seeing and choosing. And being for God, as God, to God, for God, and through God. And this will bring you out of some of the egoic states, Yokona, and open you up to divine evolution. Now, as accomplished, relatively, not perfectly or masterly, but as noni yeshkena, as breathing is a priority, we'll put it that way, with Mercedes yeshkona nani yekena, Yoko, you could feel the tension within her, ononi yeshkena, even though this really good thing is happening. Onono yeshkena nani Yoko. When we say balance, like you are on balancing on the needle, noniyeshko, or balancing on, or understanding both sides of the same coin, yeshkona, noniyeshke, the width of the coin, or the point of the pin, is the balance point, yeshkona, niyekena. So even in miraculous circumstances, you know, noniyeshkena, and we have loved the word elation, Ananayeka, during the course of this, but we're using elation as sort of a point of elevated Ananayoko lightness within you, Iekona, which is allowing you, Ieshkena, to flow into the void, or flow into new thinking, or flow into right action, or flow into your godliness, your divinity, Ananiyoko, and its miracles, Iekena Ananiyoko. So, the emotional states, both good and negative, and for now, we'll just keep it simple. We're just going to use this language, but the good and the bad, the beautiful and the ugly, Ononi Iyeshkena, Iyokona, swinging one way into jubilation, swinging the other way into depression, Ananiyoko, or both two sides of the same coin. Anoniyeke, what you'd like to be is balance, Yokona. So, Anoniyeke, even though, so the other point we'd like to bring to you is, even though this really good thing was happening, when she was asked, how did I feel about it? Noniyeke, Yoko, the statement was, I just feel like God is in this, and I feel like Ieshkena Naniyoko, all is right, all is well. Onononi Ieshkena. So, this we bring this in for your consideration, because as we use the words joy, peace, happiness, love, Onononi Ieshkena Naniyoko, there is a rightness, a groundedness, maybe we would say a rooting, Iokona, a feeling of the foundation is strong and firm, Onononi Ieshkena. It is not necessarily a swinging to some high point and then crashing back to normal, you know, Ieshkena Naniyoko. The feeling of joy and peace and happiness and bliss and glee and elation. In Anoniake, this state of the union or the state of godliness is a foundational firmness that you will feel almost like Ieshkena. Mercedes describes it as having a steel rod up your for your spine, or feeling like the bottoms of your feet are firmly rooted into the ground. Ananayoshko, you're standing tall and straight. Ieshkena Ananayoko. It is not mood swings, you know, non Ieshkena. Ieshkena Ananayoko. It is firm. Ieshkena. Awareness, Iekona Nanayeke, of the right orderedness, Ananiyoko, of the divine state, of the union, that is you, that is yourself, Iekona Nanayeke Na. Now, we have talked about the shifting of the breath. And so there were a couple of things that you can do to become aware of your breath and your breathing sequences. One of the easiest ways, well, actually the first indication is that there may be an ache in your body somewhere. Headache, stomach ache, you know, something may happen that brings up some discomfort, Ononieshkena, and shoulders may get tight and tense, Ononieshkena, just some of the things. I'm sure you have experienced these things. The other thing is, Iokona Niekena, if you want to just almost systematically check yourself, Iokona Niekena, you can put one hand on your chest and one hand on your stomach and see where you're breathing from. Onono Nieshkena Nanioko, and if you're breathing from the upper regions of your lungs as opposed to the lower or midsection, you are in stress. Iokona Niekena Nanioko. The challenge with this is unless you have been monitoring yourself over time and actually breathing through your total and complete lung capacity, including using the diaphragm and breathing in, Noni Yeshkena, we say breathe in through the nose and out through the nose, but it is really a deeper functioning within the anatomy. So you will feel the breath when you Noni Yeshkena breathe in full lung capacity. Your how you inhale will even shift. Yeshkena Nanayoko. So as you, Niokona, so even as you get good news, Iekena Nanayoko, your breathing can shift, Iekona Niekena. And you're, in Nanayoko, in news that is distressful, your breathing can shift, Iekona Niekena. So this, again, is keeping the breath steady is one way of balancing on the point of the pin. Anoniyekena, you're the head of the pen. Anoniyeshkena, keeping in balance and harmony. Iokona niyekena. And that's really what we were talking about, being in harmonic alignment for the best outcomes. Iokona niyeke, being in harmony and balance. Iekena naniyoko. And doing your best. Iekena naniyoko. Your best in this moment, not your best as described by somebody else. The best that you can do, naniyoko. The best that you know how to do, Iekena Nananyoko, and the best that you can do with divine collaboration, Iokona Nananyoko, that you can do in this moment. When you know that you have done your best, then the Iekena, then exhale and know that you've done your best, Iekona Nananyoko, and relieve yourself of tension and might-bes and whatever things that you would put in your mind, just relieve yourself of it. The question is, have I done my best? Answer is yes. Then move on. Relieve yourself. Release yourself into the divine. Anoni Yeshkona. The other thing that Niyoshi Kona, Iekena, is running in the background is in the percolator is that right orderedness will sort of come to you in ways of just thinking. Anani Yoshikona Iekena, Anani Yoko Iekena. And it does not necessarily have to come through some revelation of, meditation and Anononi, because when you wake up in the morning and you put yourself in the state of God and you analyze what the state of your union is, and then you do your best to pull yourself into wholeness, and then you enter the void and you do whatever you do with your spiritual practice, Anononi, Iekona, then thoughts will come up for you. And so you'll know what the right orderedness is. So, Yanoni Yeshkena, while she did not put it in this way, Anoni Yoko, the right orderedness of her day yesterday was getting the components to do the gift for the family. Anoni Yoko of her transition elder in the community. Anoni Kate, that was right orderedness for her yesterday. That was the best she could do. Anoni Yoko, and the fact that she ended up going to five or six stores, Yeken and Anoni Yoko, were, the standby standard store didn't have what she required, and she had to shop and go to different locations. Anoni Kate, that was in right orderedness yesterday. Anoni Yeke. Excuse me. Anoni Yeke, and the outcomes of taking that action is in right order. Yononi Yeshkena Naniyoko. So we think that is enough for now. Anoni Yeshkena Iekena. The main point is Iekena Naniyoko Okona, that all circumstances, consequences, outcomes, achievements, whether good or bad, Anana Naniyoko, are in harmony. Stay in harmony within yourself, Iyeshkena Naniyoko. And how you stay in harmony, because you have the state of humanness, and that is fine. You are not robotic, Iyekena. You have reactions and flow and softness and experiences and reactions and Ononi Iyeshkena Ananiyoko and feelings and. So, Iyoshikona Niyekena, the one thing that we must absolutely stress here, Iyekena Nananiyoko, is the softness and love for self, Iyekena Nananiyoko. You are not robotic. This is not about being divine at all costs, being godly at all costs, Iyekena Nananiyoko. It is Iyekena Nananiyoko. A lifestyle choice, Iekena Naniyoko, to live in the frequency of love, love-aligned living, Anononi Yoko Nananieke, and when things get abruptly changed, whether through a miracle or through some detrimental circumstance, Iekena Naniyoko, that you have a system or a process or a practice or a habit, whichever word you'd like to give it, in place that allows you to be in the best emotional frequencies possible at that time and state, Iyokona Naniyekena. Which brings up another point. Yesterday, Iyokona Naniyekena, somebody was trying to stay in the spiritual state and stay positive, and Ononani Eke and her young heart was breaking, Ananiyoko Ikena. And as she struggled to find the words to stay in the state of new thought, we'll just say for right now, Yeshkena Ikena, her young heart was breaking. And when, as Mercedes embraced her Yokona Ieke, she heard give her permission. So, Anana Ieke, and what the permission was to be human, to cry, to say that I don't want to do this, but I'm going to do this. I'm sad that my life circumstances are changing. And everything this young person was doing yesterday was for love, in love, and through love, and to love for another member of her family. But it was drastically changing her current circumstances, and she was sad about it. And only HK, sad is a natural human condition. Ononiekena is how we shift out of these places that become Nyoko, the divine. The choice to be in the state of God. Ononiyeke, so much of what we are talking about here is that choice to be in the state of God, is the nuances of meditation and Ononiyeke, the soul-inspired tune-up, Yokona and the breath, Yekena, Yokona. You can go places. There's broad sweeping overviews, Yekena, Nana, Yoko, on different frequencies with different people talking in different ways because they have different guidance. And Yokona, Yekena. But it all comes down to choice and what you hear and how you may educate yourself and the way that you stand in your spiritual conviction and Ononiyekena and hold yourself up to God in any iteration that you label it. And then Ononiyeshke, make choices that you will live in harmony and balance with the rest of humanity. You will live in harmony and balance within yourself. You will live in harmony and balance with nature. You will live in harmony and balance, Yokona, through love. This is all we are saying. This is but one way. Iekona, Ieke, Nana, Niyoko. And our way says that you say want, need, sad. Ononi, Ieshkena. But it is your ability to switch or shift out of these states of normalcy. Things happen. Life happens. We could use the other way too, but we'll keep it clean. No, Yoko, that's the other set of guidance. Mercedes can swear with a vengeance when... anyway, whole other thing. Ononi Ieshke, that's a whole other set of guides. However, we digress. Iena, stuff happens. It is your ability to breathe and to make choices, to shift, to evolve. Everything is spiritual. It's all spiritual. Yeshkona na yeshkena na na yoko is how you view the filter. What filter are you using? And can we expand that filter of love so that you can be loving with yourself through every single circumstances? And when miraculous things happen, yeshkona na yeke, and the self-doubt starts to creep in, or that is this really as good as it seems? begins to creep in, you have a mechanism to stand in the joy with the foundational strength that is just roots you in Yeshkona Nieke into the divine consciousness, into the creative source, Yeke na 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 Nioko, into divine energy, Yeshkona Yena. So miracles happen, and then what? Yes? Miracles happen, and then what? Bring them on. Bring them on. Let's have to learn this lesson. miracles happen, and then what? Isn't that something to smile about? Breathe today. Inhale and exhale. And sometimes it's just the breath that you can take at the moment. It's just as much as you can inhale. It's just, that's as far as you can go. And in some ways that is a metaphor for really that is as far as you can go. Ononiyeshkona, and that is okay. And it's also interesting, and then we will be finished. It is also interesting that the good, we have Ononiyeshkena, that within humanity, within your mind, there is a limit of how much good can happen to you, or how much good can be accepted, or how much good can, there's a boundary, there's a container called good, and that's as much as you can accept. So when miracles happen that are bigger than what you could possibly have ever thought could happen, that were way outside of the parameter of what you thought could happen, this is also circumstance to go into the void and expand your mind, expand your state of God to include that miracle and so much more. So much more. So much more. We are done. Breathe today. You have examples over the course of the other 10 days. Practice and breathe and practice and breathe. And accept the infinite. This is not some conceptual training. This is very practical, useful ideas that you can consider. You always have the agency of free choice. Consider bringing into your daily living. Inhale harmony and exhale balance. Inhale love and exhale acceptance. Inhale and exhale. We love you, we love you, we love you, and we bid you adieu.